Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Morning Reload. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to the program. Happy Monday. Well, it's not just that. Happy Christmas week. That's right, my friends. 6 days until the fat man makes an appearance this year. 6 days until you put out the obligatory milk and cookies. The spirit of giving and not receiving, my friends, I just love it all. All of it. In fact, let's do a little Christmas classic to get us all in the mood.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
See, I told you, you just can't help but get in the Christmas spirit. While all of us are getting ready for Christmas, spend it with our families, open presents, have a big gigantic feast, there are numerous county officials across the Cowboy State who are not exactly in the Christmas spirit. To be more pointed, I'll tell you exactly what type of spirit they're in.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, I know.
That's right, my friends. There are Grinches in the Cowboy State. Across the state of Wyoming, there are county commissioners that are trying to take away your constitutional rights. And I'm not even exaggerating. I've got the audio to prove it. And I'll tell you all about it in just a second. Morning Reload is brought to you by Morton Buildings. The best Christmas gift that you could figure out for your fella is a brand new building from Morton Buildings. Give Nick and Jesse a call at 307-674-2532. Tell them what you've got in mind, and they'll handle all the details. It doesn't matter if you just need an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or a big warehouse. Nick and Jesse are the two guys to talk to. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. And while your guy is pulling all of his toys out of your parking space in the garage, he's probably going to need a hat to keep his ears warm. New Trend Hats has a wide variety of hats for both men and women that are sure to keep the top of his head nice and toasty warm. Go to their website, newtrendhats.com. As I was saying, we really do have a whole bunch of Grinches running around Wyoming this time of year. Really, though, they've been running around since November 8th of 2022. We just didn't really see it until now. The thing about elected officials, though, is you don't exactly find out who they are until they're held accountable by the people that elected them. For a long time, there have been stories how local school boards have decided to do away with public comment because they couldn't stand the controversy of all the pornographic books that they're hiding in libraries. Evidently, they believe that if they just prevent the public from talking to them, then their problems will go away. I'm sure they say stuff like, "Shut up, peasant, and leave us alone," or something to that effect. Last week on his program, our pal Joey Correnti brought you the story of how the Uinta County Commissioners have decided that their courthouse is completely off limits to a redress of grievances. To put it another way, they decided to throw the public out of the courthouse, as if the courthouse doesn't belong to all the citizens of Uinta County. On December 5th, they passed a resolution that says, and I quote, Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners in and for Uinta County, Wyoming, that effective January 1st, 2024, no person should assemble, protest, congregate, or petition within the interior of the Uinta County Courthouse, otherwise known as the Uinta County Complex. End quote. They should have just said that we decree the First Amendment no longer exists. Apparently, the Uinta County Commissioners think that they can just unilaterally do away with the First Amendment. Allow me to read it for you. Quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or of abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It's pretty brazen that the Uinta County Commissioners would use some of the same language in the First Amendment to try to take it away. But there again, perhaps I'm giving them too much credit in assuming that they can even read. And then there's Article 1, Section 21 of the Wyoming Constitution, the right of petition and of the people to peaceably assemble to consult for the common good and to make known their opinions shall never be denied or abridged. Or my personal favorite, Article 1, Section 7, absolute arbitrary power over the lives, liberty, and property of free men exists nowhere in a republic, not even in the largest majority. The resolution that was passed in Uinta County is a brazen attempt to deprive Uinta County citizens of their God-given constitutional rights. But Uinta County is not alone. There are several other counties in the state of Wyoming doing the exact same thing. In Sheridan County, the commission chairman, Christy Antoinette Haswell, has decided that public comment cannot include anything that was on the agenda. At their last commission meeting, Sheridan resident Harry Pollock asked them to explain their reasoning. Here's what he said.
I was wondering if you can identify the state statute that says when a duly elected body has a public meeting that the public comments are only allowed on matters not on the agenda. It seems to me that it would be a violation of the First Amendment of the public, the constituents that voted you folks in, to be heard on any public comments on matters that you're going to be voting on. How can you know what's in the hearts and the minds of the people if you're refusing them to be heard on matters that you're going to be voting on? And then as an example, it seems to contradict this body's policy regarding public comments. If you familiarize yourself with Wyoming State Statute 18525, Section C3, public comments on matters on the agenda, that's an example where the public would have a right to speak. And I guess the other question I have is, what is this body's fear in having public comments of matters on the agenda?
Christy Antoinette Haswell didn't want to answer Mr. Pollock's question. Instead, according to Sheridan Media, she said, and I quote, Chairman Christy Haswell, in response to the comment, said, some of the items on the agenda do require public comment, while others do not, and she said she would have to review specific state statute regarding the issue, end quote. Who are you to decide what requires public comment and what doesn't? Last time I checked, the First Amendment doesn't make that differentiation, and you don't get to decide what's important and what's not, Christy Antoinette Haswell, tyrant. And then there's Fremont County. Back in October, Fremont County resident Karen Wetzel addressed the Fremont County Commissioners concerning library books in Fremont County. Now, from all of my research, the library in Fremont has more pornographic books than any other county in the state. More even than the Campbell County Public Library when I first brought you that story almost 2 years ago. So Ms. Wetzel went before the Fremont County Commissioners and read from the book Gender Queer, which is in the Fremont County Public Library. Here's what she said. The passage she reads is a little graphic, so you're going to hear a bleep or two.
Speaking about the parents. Adults who push drag queen brunch or story hours at local libraries or stock elementary schools with sexually explicit materials are perverts. There is no sense in sugarcoating the obvious. It's not hard to see that these people want to indoctrinate children into their weird sex cult. Why else would they have books about Timmy going down on Johnny in elementary school libraries or encouraging Rebecca to become Rob if not the sexualized children? Mm-hmm. In a September 12 Senate hearing, Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy read from two books, All Boys Aren't Blue and Gender Queer. The words were so graphic that Fox was forced to bleep almost every word of Kennedy's monologue. I got a new strap-on harness today, Kennedy read from Gender Queer. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so... I can't wait to have your
beep
in my mouth. I'm going to give you the
beep
of your life. Then I want you inside of me. Sorry, but these are what our kids are reading.
Well,
these are what our kids are reading.
We can be less graphic.
We can be less graphic. Wait a minute. So it's inappropriate to read before a group of adults, but it's completely okay to let some middle schooler read it. Wow! In response to Mrs. Wetzel making the Fremont County Commissioners aware of what's in their library, as if they didn't already know, the Fremont County Commissioners decided that they had to put some reins on this whole public comment business. As if they have a right to do that. Here's what Fremont County Commissioner Clarence Thomas had to say. Trust me, the guy bears no resemblance to the great Supreme Court justice. The one in our nation's highest court actually believes in rights. His doppelganger in Fremont County doesn't know what that word means. Here's what that tyrant had to say on December 5th.
I truly believe that our county commission could have a public comment, but in that public comment, we have to have specific guidelines. Those guidelines pertain to people's behavior, limit of time they speak, what they're speaking on, and the issue pertaining to agenda of the commission.
Huh. You can only talk about things that are on the agenda. Where have I heard that before? And again, who the heck do you think you are telling Wyoming citizens what's important to them and what is not? How dare you? And my friends, you absolutely have to watch this wannabe autocrat in this video. The entire time he's speaking, he's using his pen and pointing at the audience. Here's the rest of his little soundbite.
County Commission, we are here to do governmental business. If any of the commissioners here want to do one of those online deals and listen to everybody's comments, fine. But here, we are at business. It's about county business. If we were having issues of comments that were repetitive, and that repetitiveness took away time that were needed to do business, the issue of comments should pertain to the issue of issues that we have either going to speak about or we've spoken about. The issue of rules, guidelines to be implemented, but we should have a public comment. But the public itself, and we just seen it just now, the public themselves, need to follow those guidelines.
And there you have it. You can have a public comment period, but you can only talk about what we tell you you can discuss. What we in our ivory tower tell you is important. Now there's a lot more to this story. And I'm going to give you the rest of it on Wednesday's program. But for right now, my friends, all I want for Christmas is our constitutional rights. That'll about do it for today's installment of Morning Reload. Have a good rest of your Christmas week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday, where we'll do the first of our traditional Christmas episodes. The War on Christmas continues, and was Jesus a socialist, as the left wants you to believe? But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.